This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The city of Helena is asking a federal court for a temporary restraining order on a recently enacted Montana state law banning drag in public spaces. The city wants the law enjoined or halted before the annual Montana Pride celebration, which is slated to begin next week. The city told a federal judge the law is too vague and presents an untenable choice as the city considers whether to grant a permit for the event. The case centers on House Bill 359, passed by the Republican supermajority during the 2023 Montana legislative session and signed by Republican Governor Greg Gianforte. House Bill 359 bans drag story hours in libraries and schools, tacks on potential fines for businesses that host drag events, and bans drag in public spaces where the performances could be seen by minors. It defines a drag story hour as when a performer with a flamboyant or parodic persona and glamorous or exaggerated costumes and makeup reads children's books or does other learning activities with children present. House Bill 359 also bans sexually oriented performances in front of minors, either on public property or at a business, and it bans them altogether in locations that receive state funding. It defines sexually oriented to include stripping, salacious dancing, and any other lewd or lascivious depiction or description. House Bill 359 also gives minors or their parents the ability to sue anyone who knowingly promotes, conducts, or participates as a performer in an event that is prohibited by the bill. A number of organizations and individuals filed suit earlier this month, saying the new law restricted their right to free expression and that the definitions in the bill were too vague and left them in an uncertain legal position. In the court filing, the city of Helena said, "In making its permitting decision, the city itself is in the position of either choosing to infringe upon plaintiffs' constitutional rights to freely express themselves by denying the permit, something the city is not willing to do, or subject city employees to civil and criminal liability under the provisions of House Bill 359. The plaintiffs argued before U.S. District Court Judge Brian Morris on Wednesday that the restrictions on drag story hours are improperly chilling speech based on content or viewpoint. They said the restrictions on sexually oriented performances were too broad, did not include carve-outs for performances with artistic or other types of merit, and left businesses not knowing what they can and cannot do. Plaintiffs said there was a particular need for a restraining order in this case because of the upcoming events planned for Montana Pride celebrations in Helena. They said the city of Helena still hasn't issued a permit for Montana Pride and that leaving the law in place would force participants to choose between limiting their expression and potentially running afoul of the new requirements. Montana Pride has hosted the statewide Pride event for 8 years. It joined the lawsuit, which questions the constitutionality of House Bill 359. Montana Pride is slated to run from July 30th through August 6th and will celebrate the 30th anniversary of the first Pride held in Montana. Consequences for breaking the new law include a potential $5,000 fine and suspension proceedings for library or school staff. A spokesperson for the city of Helena said last week staff was still in the process of reviewing the permit application, but in the court filing Monday, the city said it plans to issue the permit, though it acknowledges there are potential consequences if the law is still in place. The filing reads, "While the city of Helena plans to issue one permit to plaintiff Montana Pride for all planned events beginning July 30th and running through August 5th, the permit places the burden upon the Pride performers to either comply with the vague, overbroad, and confusing law or face civil and criminal liability for exercising their fundamental rights." The movie star and music icon Cher is entering the ice cream business. The iconic singer recently announced the launch of her own gelato company, aptly named Cherlato. Cher collaborated with New Zealand-based ice cream company Giappo, known for making ice cream in a gluten-free facility, to produce her gelato. The ice cream will be sold first in Los Angeles with a focus on local ingredients. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.